Past 8 o'clock and the Dwell Sports Bite has arrived.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning and you know what that means. It's time for the Dwell Sports Bite, proudly sponsored by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists. We're going to kick off this Tuesday with some Six Nations rugby results. With 1 weekend to go in the Six Nations, it's all to play for. England demolished Italy on Sunday, 47-24. Scotland held on against an ever-improving Welsh side to win 35-29. And then the match of the weekend with the supposedly two best teams in the world, or as I like to call them, the Moaners and the Groaners. Ireland hosted France. France were too good for Ireland, running out 42-27 victors in Ireland. That is sure to keep the Irish very quiet. However, some sad news for the French. Dupont, the again supposedly best rugby player in the world. Tell that to Cheslin Colby. He will disagree with you, as we do. He tore an ACL and he's going to be out of action for a long time. There's fears from the French camp that he might not even make it back for the end of the year Boca tour. Not that it matters to our Boca, but ACL injuries can take a long time to heal. I once tore one playing paddle here in Eleni. Took me 16 months to recover and I'm currently moving at a slow walk pace. Moving on to URC rugby, another local derby was hosted this weekend. And despite some very poor kicking from the Sharks, they managed to run out victors over the Lions and secure themselves the South African Shield at King's Park. Captain, fantastic Sia Kolisi scoring a brace of tries. I was then, I tell you what, living in KZN and attending a game in Durban with families and friends, brying on the field afterwards. Certainly nothing beats it. And then the slow drive home to the north coast of KwaZulu-Natal. On to football, Premier League action from the weekend. Nottingham Forest continued their stellar season with a 1-0 victory over Man City, moving them one step closer to Champions League football next year. Liverpool needed a strong second half performance from Mo Salah, and they certainly did receive it. So Mo Salah magic, ensuring that Liverpool overcame Southampton 3-1. And then the big Sunday game, usually fueled by a lot of passion. Manchester United hosted Arsenal, but unfortunately it did not live up to the billing. And United drawing with Arsenal 1-1 at Old Trafford. This now ensures that Liverpool are 15 points clear at the top of the Premier League, and one feels it's all she wrote for Arsenal, I'm afraid. Moving on to the cricket, and of course India beat New Zealand comfortably to claim the ICC Champions Trophy on the weekend. Batting second, they chased down a meagre 254 with an over to spare to win the trophy by 4 wickets. Not really fair in my opinion. India didn't travel 1 kilometre during the tournament, whereas the Black Caps, along with the Proteas, were the most travelled team. On to golf, and the Joburg Open was hosted this weekend, or as some of the guys in Belito say, the Joburg Open. Britain's Callum Hill won the second playoff hole to claim his second tour victory. He held off a strong charge from South African Sean Norris and Jacques Cravenc. Could be worse, gents. At least you didn't lose 4 up at the turn. At Simbiti on Friday to lose on 18 like I did. I'm currently still processing all of the demons from that. And if you see me, just give me a hug. On the school sports front, last week we saw the D&D Galas taking place. On the boys section, DPHS won with Mshlali coming in second. But we're proud to say that our girls from Mshlali took home the victory in the D&D Gala. Mshlali, the winners of the girls' gala. Well done all. And then of course, up and coming for this weekend, don't forget Formula One starts, the first race of the season from Australia. Will Lewis Hamilton reign supreme in red? Or Max Verstappen continues recent domination of F1. That's it for your Dwell Sports Bite on a Tuesday. Be sure to join us again next week. Send us in any of your results and we'll go through them. Of course, brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate.